I don't know what you're doing on Sunday, but I'll tell you what I'm going to be doing. I'm going to be doing the play-by-play for a 16-inch benefit softball game between the Chicago Police Department and the Chicago Aldermen. And we have representatives of both teams with us here this morning. First of all, from the 23rd Ward around Midway Airport, Alderwoman Silvana Tabarez.
Tabarez.
And do we say alderman?
I like alderman.
Alderman. Yeah,
like
just
alderman.
Just go with that. Mm-hmm. And then Officer Eric Bermudez, the Chicago Police Department Knights president. That's the softball team of the police, the Knights. He works around O'Hare. He's with us too today in uniform. That's a nice. That's a nice shirt you got on there.
Yeah. One of our custom jerseys.
Do I get one of those?
Absolutely.
Well, wait a minute. Do the aldermen have a uniform?
Well, we got our jerseys. They're coming in today, and we're gonna be ready on Sunday.
It's going to be at the Kerrywood Cubs Field, which is right there, 3400 North Rockwell Street. First pitch at noon. And give us a little of the history and tell us how this game came about, Aldrin.
Well, I mean, I was reading a book of photography on former Mayor Richard J. Daley, and he actually threw out the first pitch at a softball game when aldermen played against his administration at that time when he served as mayor. And so I wanted to do something to get us out of the chamber and work as a team and build some camaraderie. And what a great way to do that is with this game and supporting our Chicago Police Knights as well as raising money for a good cause.
And Eric, I know with the Knights, you do a lot of community work, don't you?
We do.
What kinds of things do you do usually?
It ranges from baseball clinics. We have Sunday fun days where we take a certain number of youth out to either video game facilities or different things, baseball games. We do back-to-school school supply giveaways. We do Thanksgiving turkey giveaways, toy drives. So within the last almost 8 years, we've done over 40, almost 45 free events for our youth.
Do you have officers from all over the city on your softball team?
Absolutely. We have close to 50 officers that are actually a part. We're a baseball team. This is a softball game, but we have almost 50 officers on our team.
So, yeah, and this is a 16-inch.
This
we're
is
playing.
A 16-inch game, yes, correct.
Yeah. Alderman Tabarez, this is a pretty impressive group of athletes you're going to be facing. How do you expect to compete?
Well, you know, we've been working together for the past few years now. You know, they did a youth baseball clinic in my ward, and they do such a great job. I'm so impressed how they work serving and protecting our city, but on their free time, they donate their free time giving back to the community and teaching these kids new techniques and new skills in baseball. And I want Chicago residents to see that, for them to see the good work that they do by giving back to the community that they serve.
Well, it's going to be a fun day. John Vincent's going to sing the national anthem. Brian McRae, remember Brian with the Cubs here? He's going to be singing during the fourth inning stretch because, of course, it's a seven-inning game. It's a 16-inch softball. And I'll be doing the play-by-play. And Pat Tomasulo from the WGN-TV Morning. Is he going to be there, Pat? No, he chickened out. Okay. Pat was going to join us there, but he is not after all. So I'll handle that. Maybe I can get Brian McRae to do some color while we're doing the game. And what's the deal on tickets? You can just get tickets the day of the game on Sunday, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You can walk up, again, $10 donation for the entry, or you can go on to cpdknightsbaseball.com. We have a link there as well. So a couple of different options.
cpdknightsbaseball.com. KNIGHTS. And there's going to be, is it a food truck from the police?
Yeah, our FOP president, John Canizera, he will be bringing out the food truck to provide some refreshments for everyone. We'll also have Carlos Giannis coming out to throw out the first pitch with Elizabeth French as the catcher of the first pitch, so that's going to be a special moment. Hopefully we'll have our CPD pipes and drums out there. So it's a ton of things going on Sunday. A lot of fun activities for the kids as well. Face painting. We have the Jesse White tumblers coming out. So again, it's more than just softball. It's going to be a ton of activities, but it's also for a great cause. So can't wait.
Who's the best softball player in the city council?
Well, we have our alderman, Nick Spazzato, who did competitive softball for 14 years. He's going to be our coach.
Well, he should be playing, shouldn't he?
But we have 25 aldermen who will be playing on this softball game on Sunday. And we have many other of my other colleagues who will be cheering us on. So you'll have over 3/5 of the city council who will be there on Sunday. So it's going to be fun. It's going to be a family fun event. Really encourage everybody to go and see your alderman play and cheer that alderman, your alderman, on. I mean, I'm so excited that you're going to be there giving the play-by-play and announcing us. So I'm so excited that you're going to be there on Sunday.
You know, I'm going to want to jump on the field and play. You know that, Eric, don't you?
We'll have a jersey for you.
Maybe I can pinch run for somebody.
You can pinch run for me.
It's Sunday, Kerrywood Cubs Field, 3400 North Rockwell, noon. So be there. It's going to be a lot of fun. Well, thanks you two for coming in. It's Silvana Tabares from the 23rd Ward and Eric Bermudez, the Chicago Police Department Knights president. It's going to be a fun game and a fun day. Hope to see everybody out there Sunday at noon at Kerrywood Cubs Field on the north side. By the way, all the proceeds for that softball game on Sunday will go to the CPD Knights baseball team, the charitable organization that does so much good work for the community. Hope to see you there. That's Sunday.